and welcome. You are listening to At Home with Ifenu. Here, we'll talk about helping women know and understand their worth, find fulfillment in who they are, and in what they do. Every other week, we'll talk about your identity as a woman, discovering your unique purpose, intentionally raising the next generation, and your influence in homemaking. I am your host, Ifeoma Nneka Omoni.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another exciting time on At Home with Ifeanyi. Wow, today is the 1st of March. the days are ticking, going, but don't be afraid, don't worry. Things might not be adding up yet, but it's still a new year, yes. So how are you doing? And I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are joining us or listening to us from, you are welcome. So how has it been? Yes, the first 2 months of this year is already gone, and it's the beginning of another month. It's a new month, and it promises to be one filled with a lot of expectations and a lot of things happening. But beyond wishing, like I always say on this platform, we have our part to play, and God on our side empowering us despite whatever could stand as an obstacle, because obstacles are part of our lives, challenges are part of our lives. But we are here today. As long as we are breathing, it means we have another chance to live right, to do right, and to be the very best version of ourselves. So I welcome you. How are you doing? I hope you are doing well. Whether you are driving, please listen and pay attention. Even if you are sitting at home, you know, or in your shop, office, wherever you are, working from home, and you just tuned in and listening to us, today's episode promises to be one that will help you navigate this year fruitfully and get results that are rewarding. So sit at that spot where you are comfortable, you know, create that atmosphere. Even if you are not in your home, feel at home, meaning that you are relaxed, you are at ease, nothing is disturbing you or distracting you. And give us your listening attention. Like I said, it promises to be very pivotal to making 2024 and the years beyond a fruitful and a beautiful one. For today, I would like to share something I see very important. And my focus is discovering you, asking, who am I? Discovering you, who am I? This is the part one. I'm going to take it maybe two or three more parts on discovering who we really are. Who are you? Who am I? Discovering you. At the beginning of the year, I ushered us by saying a new you equates a new year. So if you are going to have a new year, it is actually up to you becoming a new person. This means that the only way this year is going to be new, different, better, and fulfilling is hinged on the person you and I become. I'll take it again. So this year will only be new if I, Ifeanyi, and you, my listeners, decide, and not just decide, plan, and not just plan, but take steps, each step, one day at a time, to change the things that we know are holding us back and imbibe new habits, because our daily routines is what makes up our habits, and our habits end up building the life that we have. So this year will not be new. It could even be worse. Yes, I have to be very sincere. It could even be worse if you just leave, you know, your life to chances. We need to be deliberate. We need to, you know, wake up every morning focused on what we are doing so that this new year that we have said amen to, we have prophesied, we have said all declarations will become a reality. Because many times we say a lot of things at the beginning of the year. For those of us that have New Year resolutions, I don't have that. We say a lot, and I'm sure this is March, and many of us might have forgotten even what we said we were going to do. Or maybe we've been discouraged, saying that I cannot continue, it's not sustainable. But, you know, when you discover who you really are, when you discover what are those innate characteristics and abilities in you, it will help you forge ahead despite the challenges and obstacles you face along the way. Remember, I said that challenges and obstacles are part of life. I'm not here to tell you that you won't have challenges. No, they will come in ways you never expected. But as long as you are living and breathing, it means that you have what it takes to overcome those challenges. And they are what grow us. They are the things that bring that new Ifenu that Ifenu never knew about. So let's delve in into today's conversation. I have come to realize that many of the problems we have in our world today is based on identity issues. Yes, identity, who we are, the way we perceive ourselves, the way we see ourselves, the way people see us, and how we agree with how people see us. It's a lot, it's a mixture. But we really want to know, who are we? We need to discover who we truly are, because if we know who we truly are, then a lot of problems that we are facing will be minimal. Remember, I said minimal, not that you will not have those challenges. So from the dictionary meaning, identity is a combination of your physical and behavioral traits. You know, you have, you know, physical has to do with your hair type, your skin color, the way your eyes or your nose, you know, your whether you are plump or skinny, whether you are tall or short. Those are physical attributes and traits. And then the behavioral, which is actually where we really need to do a lot of that work, you know. It's a combination of this defines who you are. This is what the dictionary says. It also means the distinguishing character or personality of an individual. So even when you have two identical twins, they are not the same. They are different in their character. They are different in their personality. They could look alike physically, you know, but even when you look at identical twins, you will still see some distinguishing physical traits that you could use to say, oh, this is this person, and that distinguishes her or him from the other twin. So this is what the dictionary says, distinguishing our character or personality from another. That is how we identify ourselves. But let us see how the one who created us, yes, our creator, let's see what and how he sees us. He is God Almighty. Let's see how he sees us. It is not about evolution. It's not about science. This is how your creator, the one who gave you the breath of life, the one whom you look like, you are to resemble in character, in abilities. This is how he sees us. So I'll be reading some scriptures, some verses of the Bible here, because At Home with Ifenu is inspired by the Almighty God. Yes, I am unapologetic about saying that I am not ashamed, because he is the one that has brought me thus far, and I don't take for granted all that he has opened my eyes to see, even in this area of identity. So in Genesis 1:26a, I read, and it says, "Then God said, and now we will make human beings. They will be like us and resemble us." Verse 27 says, God created human beings, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female. So why do we want to be like others? Why is it that now Many men want to be like women, and women want to be like men. When God, from the beginning, as we just read, He created human beings, making them like Himself. He created them male and female. So there's a purpose for you being a male, and there's a purpose for you being a female. Why do you want to be like another person? Why do you want to take up another gender? Do you think God made a mistake in making you a female? Or do you think that, oh, the men are having it easier, let me go and change my gender? No, that is a lie from the enemy. So our Creator sees us that we are to be like Him. He said we will make human beings and they will be like us and they will resemble us. These are God's word from the beginning. This is how our Creator made us. He didn't make a mistake of your gender and even of your original looks. So let us have that foundational knowledge that God made human beings to be like Him, and He made male and female. No one is superior to the other. So let's take a look at this particular verse I just read, but from another version. And God said, let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflecting our nature. Let's take note of these words. Image, reflecting our nature. God created human beings. He created them godlike. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. That is the way God is, His characteristics. He created them male and female. Both male and female have God's characteristics. Both male and female has God's nature, God's image. So this is how the one who made you sees you. A goat will give birth to a goat. A lion will give birth to a lion. A lion cannot give birth to a dog. So if we are made in God's image, and to reflect His nature. Don't you know that you are God? I know this is going to sound, if I know me, a God. Yes, you have been created in His image. You are not the same as He is. You are like Him. You resemble Him. Just like a child will resemble their father or their mother. You know, they are a little version of their parents. So, for my daughter, they say, this is just a carbon copy of Ifeanyi. It's your mommy running away. That's what people say. It's like she just spat you out. So that is how God also made us. But interestingly, he doesn't have our physical bodies, but His image and His likeness He's talking about are the spiritual part of Him, because we are actually spirits. We are spirits. We live in a body, we have a soul, where our emotions, our mind, where we think and everything like that. So God made every one of us. If there's anything I don't want you to forget in today's episode, in discovering who you are made to reflect God's image and likeness. You are to have His nature, His characteristics, and you cannot have those things without knowing who He is. So the key to discovering yourself is also discovering God. The key to discovering who you are, you could stand in the mirror and ask, who am I? Who is Ifeanyi? Who is whatever your name is? You are beyond your titles. You are beyond even your physical appearance. You are beyond the things you have achieved. You are created in God's image and likeness. And for you to know who God is, and for you to know those attributes that God has that you are to reflect and to have, then you must discover who God is. Yes, you cannot do without Him. It is beyond science. It's beyond evolution. We are not apes that evolved. No. God took His time from the beginning, as I just read. He made male, He made female, and He gave us His nature, His characteristics that are beyond our physical body. You know, so as God made us male and female, He made us in those different genders, because of our roles. So a particular thing is made for its purpose. You cannot compare a truck that is going to carry load, you know, or a tractor, and compare it to a saloon car which is driven, you know, for pleasure and things like that. Their makeup is completely different. They are made the way they are made because of their purpose. Their purpose is what they would, you know, want to do, or what they are supposed to do. So that is what it is, even in being male or female. It is about our roles, assignments, and our assignments. They are completely different. I'll give an example. A woman has a womb, a physical womb, and that physical womb is for an assignment. The assignment of carrying children, conceiving children, carrying those children for 9 months, and then giving birth. But she is completely different from a man who does not have such. A man does not have a physical womb. So he has not been made by God to carry children. They can't try it. Even though science is trying to do some, you know, some alter some things that God did not do from the beginning. So a man doesn't have that assignment to carry a baby for 9 months. That is not God's original plan. Anything we see today that is contrary to God's design, that is contrary to how God created us from the beginning, is a distortion. It's not authentic. It's not original. Do you know who you are, my dear listener? Do you know who you are, and do you appreciate who you are? You're making 2024 a new year. You're making 2024 bring about a new you. We'll begin by discovering who you are. If you don't know who you are, the year will not bring the newness, those innate abilities that have been lying dormant in you that needs to come out. For the new you to emerge and to make this new year a new one, you need to discover yourself, like I said. You must find out and carry out a search on who you are. And that search cannot be successful outside God. This search is not about typing Ifeno on the Google search engine. No. This year, your search engine is God. You need to make God your search engine, not Google. Why? Because we originated from Him. Because He created you and I in His image and in His likeness and in His character, just like I read earlier. So in this journey of self-discovery and discovering yourself, you shouldn't be in a hurry to finding out, oh, my purpose. I want to know my purpose. You know, as humans, we're always in a hurry to do, including Ifeno. But the beginning and, you know, the origin of really doing what God has created you to do will begin, first of all, in discovering who you are in God, and you cannot do this without Him. So the first question you will rather ask yourself, beyond what is my purpose, what do I want to achieve, what do I want to do, is to ask God, who am I? I need to discover who I am. In Jeremiah 1:5, God said to Jeremiah, I chose you before I gave you life. And before you were born, I selected you. Can you imagine? Before Jeremiah was born, before his mother even conceived him, God has already said, this is going to be who this person is going to be. Can you imagine? Before the father and mother met, God has already said, this is who this person is going to be. This is who, put your name. This is who Ifeno is going to be. God already knew you, and He chose you for a specific purpose, for a specific assignment, beyond what you think you are coming to read, or the profession you would like to have or do. And then Jeremiah responded to God's call when God was talking to him and said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. Many times, many of us feel that, oh God, I really don't know if what you are telling me to do, I can do it. I never knew I would be hosting a podcast. I never knew. And even when I had to come into this space, you know, I was like, how am I going to do it? What am I going to say? And I'm sure God was just saying, don't worry, Ifeanyi, I'll tell you what you will say. You know, and since I started the podcast, interestingly, the topics just keep flowing. I could be sitting in the kitchen doing something, and before you know what, I just get a flash and I quickly get my pen and my paper and write down. So you don't need to worry about, you know, how your life is going to end per se. It's not as if you shouldn't plan. It's not as if you shouldn't, you know, project into the future. But the main thing is you need to know your manufacturer. That manufacturer has a manual for your life, specific manual. This is not the general manual. So he has something specific. He has a blueprint for Ifeanyi. He has a blueprint for you. I'd like to read something, you know, that talks about God knowing us even before we came. And this is David, right? And he's the one speaking here. He says, Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. Can you imagine? You perceive every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. So before you are planning, you know, all those things you want to do, God already knows. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book, and you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step I will take before my journey even begins. Before you set out this morning, God already knew you, dear listener. God already knew you. So this is the creator you have. He sees you, he knows you, and this discovery is possible by having an intimate relationship with him. You need to know God for yourself. You cannot know him, you cannot know yourself or discover yourself without knowing God. You cannot discover your life's journey. You cannot know what you are supposed to be doing without him. You can be doing things and it might seem successful, but that success is not authentic. It is defective. Yes, someone that has really influenced me positively and has helped me to even be on this podcast journey says that there's what we call defective success. So people are applauding you, people are saying, oh wow, you are doing well, you are doing great. But from the manufacturer, the one that made you, you know, sometimes when we get our phones, when we buy our phones, many of us don't read the manuals. We just turn it on, charge it, put our SIM card on. And many times that phone has a lot of features and things that the phone can do, which we might not really enjoy until we go back to the manufacturer's manual and see the ability and things, you know, that is already inside our phone. That's how we are. That's how many of us are. So from time to time, we need to take a pause, a break. And as this month has just begun, it's a good time if you are feeling confused. You feel that January and February, you know, you are still trying to find your feet. Take out time and have those intimate moments. Be still and know that God is the one that owns your life, that is directing you and should direct you, and that many of the things, and you know, many times we know when we are not really fulfilled. On the outside, it looks oh so glamorous and beautiful, but if you can be sincere to yourself, you will know there's something not adding up here. But people could be applauding you, and you could even be making a lot of money. Some of us, we term success in that area. You know, we are making a lot of money. You are very popular. You are famous. But from the eye of your manufacturer, he's just saying, no, this is not what Ifeanyi is supposed to be doing. I'm just using myself as an example. And there are times when things will happen, you know, circumstances and situations will bring you to that point where you ask, who am I? And that's why we're on this journey. Dear listener, you need to discover who you are, and you can't do it without knowing God. Remember, He made us, and we are made in His image and likeness. You are more than your physical body, like I said, more than your shape, your complexion, more than your gender, more than what society calls you, more than your titles, achievements. All these things at the end of the day would be swept away. And what will really count is your relationship with your Maker. All these things I mentioned, your titles, your gender, whether you are a male or a female, I know I'm speaking to many women today, and some men would come across this episode. All the things you think you have, you know, that are helping you to achieve life in life and do things are tools. They are tools that have been given. Your gifts, your talents, the focus on, oh, what should I be doing now? 2024, I need to get that degree. Don't get me wrong. Yes, you need the degree that will enhance your gifts, your talent, so that you can bring out those innate things that are in you under God's influence and control to bless your world. But beyond all that, you need to connect with your Maker, God Almighty. God is spirit, and so He will give birth to a spirit, and we are spirit. So we are spirit, but we have a soul, and we live in a body. And your body has to be taken care of. Yes, I'll just digress a little. Our bodies, when I say take care of, it is beyond, spa treatment, beauty therapy. They are part of it, but we need to put in the right, you know, fuel, which is eat healthy, exercise, sleep well. Our body is the vehicle we have here on earth. So if we're going to fulfill that assignment, if we're going to do those great things we desire, then we must take care of our body. If not, if our bodies are not doing well, we can't do anything that God has put in our hearts to do. So that's just passing by. In discovering who you are, discovering your identity in God, you know, you will rise above what society calls you, what people say about you. You will rise above how people see women. I know that many women would struggle with how, you know, in the workplace sometimes some women don't get some jobs because they are actually just for the reason that they are women, which is not supposed to be so, you know. So, but I want you to see yourself the way your Creator made you. Our Creator God fashioned mankind in His image. And like I said, I keep emphasizing this, both male and female. So if men are wanting to be like female, just like the female are, where will the male part of that God, you know, that nature of God be? So God didn't make a mistake to make us male and female. He gave us distinct genders for our roles, and no one is superior to the other. I'd like to define the word image here. Image is a physical likeness or representation of a person, animal or thing that is visible. An image, you know, sometimes when you stand in front of the mirror, most times you see a reflection of your face, you see a reflection of who you are physically. So if we are made in God's image, it means when people see us, we should reflect God. When people see us, they should say, oh, she behaves like God. And how can you know that she behaves like God? Because you know how God will behave. You know how God will think. You know how God will speak. You know how God would do the different things. Yeah, so the image is, you know, a physical representation. Because God has no body, we are a reflection of who He is visibly. So we are to be a visible reflection of God's invisible reality. Yes, sin came into the world and distorted this image, but this image has been restored back to us as long as we have given and surrendered our lives to our Creator's leadership. Life events may affect our self-image, the way we see ourselves. So we failed, you know, we didn't do well in an exam, or we didn't meet up the expectation of our jobs, or careers, or in that marriage, you are not finding it easy. Maybe you are looking at yourself and wondering, why am I even a woman? Eh? Why did I even come into this world as a woman? Never get to that point, no matter what is happening to you, because God didn't make a mistake in making you who you are. So life events may happen, and it might affect the way we see ourselves, as well as how we believe others may perceive us. Your parents might not have seen you in a good light. Your spouse might not be seeing you the way God sees you. However, God sees us in His unique, you know, mindset, and in the way He sees us. He sees us as a unique masterpiece, a special treasure. I'll say that again. You are God's masterpiece, very unique and a special treasure. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. He took time to make us. He took time to put our different gifts, talents, abilities, even in the shortcomings, He took time to make all of us. And we are to reflect His image, His nature, the way He behaves, the way He talks, the way He does things. But you cannot reflect His image, I'll keep saying this again and again, without knowing Him and having that intimate relationship with Him. So you are not a mistake. You are God's masterpiece, a special treasure to behold, fearfully and wonderfully made. You are not an accident. I'd like you to check out episode 6 of my podcast, yes, tagged Don't Discard God's Answer. Listen to how I, Ifenu, came into this world. And I thank God I wasn't aborted. Yes, so if I was aborted, maybe there would be nothing like At Home with Ifenu podcast. It will be here. But I came, and God has brought me thus far. So don't look down on yourself, no matter how you came into the world. Maybe some of us feel my parents didn't plan me, they didn't look forward to having me. Don't allow that lie, you know, to steal your joy, to steal your life. You were made for a purpose, and there's something unique about your life. Whatever you might have gone through should not be a stumbling block, but it should be a stepping stone to who God has made you to be. You carry the solution to a particular problem in our world today. You are God's answer to a burning question in the hearts of people. You carry solution. You carry great value to a particular world's problem. And you are that answer that people are looking for. They are waiting for you to show up. So don't look down on yourself. Even as you ask the question, who am I? In discovering who you are. The world is waiting for you, dear listener. Yes, you. You must discover the value you carry, because you actually carry value. You just need to connect intimately with your Maker and let Him give you the blueprint of your life, and to see your true worth beyond what you think, beyond what you speak, or how you see yourself, or how people or society, how culture, how whoever might see you. What is important, what is superior, is how God sees you. Here are 3 things to ask yourself on this journey of discovering yourself. The first thing is, how does God think? The second one is, how does God see? And the third one is, how does God speak? How does God think? To think, T. How does God see? To see, S. And how does God speak? What does God say? So when you know how to think, see, and speak, in abbreviation, I call it TSS. These 3 questions or 3 things are very, very important in discovering who you are and becoming the best version of yourself. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you think, so you are. So your thoughts, what you are thinking consistently about yourself every day, as you wake up, as you go on that job, as you are taking care of the children, as you go shopping for the house and for the homemakers, as you go to that business, your shop, what are you thinking about? Are your thoughts in alignment with how your creator thinks about you? How do you see yourself? You know, your thoughts would make you now see yourself the way you are seeing yourself. So if you are seeing negative, if you are thinking negatively, you will automatically see yourself in the negative light. And then you begin to speak what you have seen. Now, this sight is not just your physical sight. It has to do with the way you see yourself, your inner eye within yourself. It starts with your thoughts, move to the way you see, and then before you know what, you start speaking. So are you saying that you are more than a conqueror? Are you saying you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Are you saying you are God's masterpiece? Or you are saying the negative? Are you saying that I can't do this? Are you saying I am not able to do this? Are you saying you are a failure? Are you saying I've always made this mistake? No, no, no. You need to stop such thoughts. You need to stop seeing yourself in that light, and you need to stop speaking about yourself in that light. So many of us feel unseen too. Do you feel that you are unseen? Nobody notices you, and you know, you are like a nobody. But God doesn't see you that way. He says, I know the plans I have for you. I have a future for you. What do you see about yourself, dear listener? Do you see God at work in your life? Yes, January and February has passed. And are you still saying that, oh, I don't even know if I'll be able to start that business. I don't know if I can still do that course that I wanted to do. Don't give up. It's too early to give up. So we need to find out how God thinks, how he sees and speaks, so that we can reflect those attributes of him. When we operate on that level, that we have been created, you know, in his likeness and image, then we will reflect his nature. When we are realized that there is power in the words we speak, do you know that the first things that were created in our world today were spoken into existence? Many of the things that we see, the trees and the land and everything, the sky, the waters, they were spoken into existence, and we carry that same power. What kinds of words are you saying and speaking to yourself? Our words are the greatest tool that we can use to change our situation, change the things in your environment, change the atmosphere in your life, change the atmosphere at work and in your business, change the atmosphere in your home. What are you saying about your family? What are you saying about your spouse, for those of us that are married? What are you saying about your children? And even the ones that are yet to come, for those trusting God for children. Your words are the creative materials that you are going to use to create that life for 2024 and beyond. What are you saying? Our words can bring us joy or grief. They can bring doubt and delight. But before we begin to speak, remember I said you first think about it. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts? And then before you know what, you visualize your thoughts. You know, that is in the art of meditation. Before you know what, you start seeing yourself. So are you seeing yourself as that new you that you desired from the beginning of this year? Or you have already given up in your thoughts, and then you are saying that, oh, I can't make it. No, rise up and begin to change the way you think about yourself. Begin to change your thoughts, and then you see yourself in a greater light, the way you are, a masterpiece, fearfully and wonderfully made. When we release our words into the world and the air, we create the worlds. God bettered us with words, and we can also bring situations and things into existence through the words. Our words are powerful, so we must speak with caution, we must speak creatively, and we must speak what we desire to see in reality. So I say to you, my dear listeners, welcome to the journey of discovering you. Your Maker is waiting to receive you, to tell you and show you who you truly are. He has given you an enormous life ahead of you. Your worth is beyond what you are doing today. Your worth is beyond your titles. Your worth is beyond the way society sees you. Your worth is tied to how you see yourself in your Creator, how God sees you. And if you have not had the opportunity to get my book, The Home CEO, 7 Keys to Finding Fulfillment as a Homemaker, the first key I discussed there is about knowing your worth. Do you know your worth? Whether you are a home CEO or not. Interestingly, every one of us, every female is a home CEO. Why? Because we all live in homes. So it's not just for the woman that is sitting at home, taking care of children, you know, and doing her small business. No. Even if you do a 9-to-5, you will come back home. So you create the atmosphere in that home. That is what it means to be a homemaker. So we are all homemakers. We are all home CEOs. It's just that some of us have decided that we are going to work from home. And COVID, you know, brought that picture to bear to us that time is coming when you could start doing things from home, even if you were not physically at home before. So get a copy of my book. It's available on Amazon, available on Seller. And for the hard copies, you could get them on Roving Heights, you know, in Abuja or Lagos for those of us in Nigeria. And then you could also get our books at Latana. Yes, it promises to be an interesting read. Worth your time. It's a good gift to give to as many people as you love. You just need to get that book. Not because Ifeno wrote it, because even Ifeno that wrote it, I still go back to that book to remind myself of many things that has helped me thus far and will still help me as we journey through. So welcome once again to this series of discovering you. Who are you? You are made in God's image. You are made in His likeness to reflect His nature. If that is the only thing you got in today's episode, it's worth pondering on, it's worth meditating on. And see you when next I continue with this series on discovering you. You are made in God's image, fearfully and wonderfully. You are God's masterpiece, a unique and special treasure. Thanks for joining us this week on At Home with Ifeno. Check us out on Instagram at Ifeno17. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next in 2 weeks' time.